B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Oh, look who's back after a week. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a radio consultant. And he said, so, Bob, how'd you guys launch the new show? As well, it was great. They did like 3 days and they all left. So
it was a soft launch.
It was.
You're
kidding me, right? They went on vacation. See, that wasn't probably the best way of rolling it out, but, you know, it worked. And I'm going to see if they come back. So you guys are back.
We came back. LBF. We were contractually obligated to.
Well,
I was not, but I decided to come back anyway.
No. Did you feel bad? Feel bad for the new guy, or B, really need that paycheck? A definite hard B there.
No, but you did great. You know, it was like a little trial by fire and left you alone. It's like kind of like when you just, as a parent, you decide to leave your kids at daycare.
That's what it was.
And you're like, okay, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Or when you get a new dog and you leave it alone to let it pee in the corner of the room.
That felt like that. But would you leave your kid for 3 days in the daycare before you're like,
yep.
No, it's going to get better. No, it'll get better. Yeah. Day four we got. No, Julie Devereaux was great for her to come in. She's like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're new. I've never done mornings. We're doing this.
Yes, isn't that
yes,
fun?
Julie, we are. But it was fun. It was good. It was a quiet week. Fortunately, it wasn't anything. Everything stayed on the track. So it was good.
Excellent.
But I was looking forward to having
you guys back. You didn't get arrested.
I did not get
good.
Arrested. No.
That's all we can ask here.
Learned where the coffee machine is.
Yeah.
Learned how to make that, and so it was actually that kind of week.
It gives you the confidence to move forward, being left on your own.
Yes, I can push any button on this thing here, man, and nothing will blow up. But anyway, I wanted to hear more about your trip to Maine, LBF.
Yes, I've learned so much about the state of Maine. And how there are things that are named twice. So if you book a vacation there, you might want to double check, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
And Brian went racing. See if he defended his trophy.
I drove a NASCAR on Friday. I can
so
tell you all
cool.
about that. That was fun. A couple of our people down the hall here from the Hot Morning Show were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did not go fast at all.
All right, I want to hear about that. All right, like I said, Brian's freaky fast. So we'll talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour. It's going to be a nice day, 69 right now, up to 85. Is this the coolest day of the week?
I think it
is. Kind of looks that way. It tells you all you need to know.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF. Hey, she came back. That's good.
I did.
You look like you're having a good time in Maine, my friend.
I did have a good time in Maine.
Yeah, a lot of good food.
Yes, I did.
And, tomorrow's picture day for everybody, right?
Yeah, I know.
We're doing our new photos, so.
Right after vacation. Thanks a lot.
Can we have another week, maybe drink some water? No, it's going to be good. Yeah. It's good. So last night, Brian, Gronk and Edelman were on
$100,000 pyramid last night, hosted by Michael
with
Strahan.
With Edelman, right?
Yep. So they were both the celebrities during their segment. And they're
a great
pair together. They had so much fun. We actually found out how Edelman would get Gronk ready for games.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Check.
Okay.
In the locker room.
This is how Edelman gets Gronk ready. He had to do that, okay?
Super Bowl MVP, Julian Edelman. Hey, you sing a little song to Gronk in the locker room, man.
Yeah, sometimes everyone needs a little pick-me-up. So I used to say, he's big, he's bad, he's a big, bad Gronk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
And Gronk is, Gronk.
Right.
Now, his team did not win. They started out, a couple of the topics were right in his wheelhouse. Here's his first time receiving the clues on pyramid. You ready?
Shavora, describe these things you may have done in college, but never did again. 30 seconds on the clock.
Jeez.
Ready? Go.
Oh, when you take off all your clothes and jump in a pool.
Yeah, skinny dipping.
Yep. Oh, you smoke this.
Weed.
Yeah, another word for weed. A long word for it.
Marijuana.
Yes. You get a cap and gown and walk across the stage. You're doing what?
Oh, graduating.
Yes. When you take off all your clothes and run across campus.
Streaking.
Yep. Mm. Ooh, when you have a lot of people and they're all going to have sex together.
Whoa.
Oh, orgy.
You have this big barrel of beer and you stand on it.
Oh, keg stand.
Yeah.
He got them all right. So
they missed one.
They missed one.
They didn't get to the last one.
They wrote those questions. Those were Gronk questions.
Right?
Like, what is he going to know?
Oh, but, absolutely.
But he didn't win. They
no,
didn't win.
No,
yeah,
they
not
kind of fell apart after the keg stand.
And it actually it reminded a lot of people. This was trending on Twitter during the episode of the time that Joey on Friends was on Pyramid.
Okay.
Describe for Joey things you find in your refrigerator.
They might as well just give us the points.
20 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go. You put this in your coffee.
A spoon.
Your hands. Your face.
Right.
It's white. Paper. Snow. A ghost. It's heavier than milk.
A rock. A dog. The earth.
Pass. You put this on a sandwich.
Salami. Anchovies. Jam.
It's white. Paper. Snow. A ghost. It's made from eggs. Chickens. Pass.
Oh, boy. So that was rough.
That's good stuff. Yep. My kids love that show, Friends, and this obviously was over 20 years. They love that guy, right?
Well,
there.
Yeah, well, you know.
What does that say about my kids?
About is that what it is?
They're
smart.
Good.
All right.
How'd the Sox do last night?
They lost.
They
lost. It was pretty. It was kind of
the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So LBF is back from beautiful Maine. I was kind of following your Instagram, or as the kids say, Insta, or is it the gram? Is it a gram? You had a lot of fun.
We did have a
you
lot
and
of
the family.
Fun. Yeah, I was really looking forward to this. I found this really awesome house right on the water in Maine. Like, you know, where it's just like basically how Maine goes. It's like woods, lawn, rocks, ocean.
Yes,
and
yes,
it was right.
Yeah, yes,
on,
that's,
like, right,
that's the order you want.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah. So, and it was right there, and it's completely secluded. It was beautiful, and I was so excited.
Just you,
and it was
Dave,
like,
and your daughter.
Yes,
okay.
And it was in Bar Island, which is like there's an island that's right next to Bar Harbor, and it's like a 2-minute walk, and you can go right into like Bar Harbor, which is awesome. And then
swanky,
it's so good. And so on Friday, I'm getting everything ready, and then the company sends me some directions to the place, and I'm like, okay, I look at it, so I start reading the directions, and it says, so you know, you go to one, and then you go into Bar Harbor, and then you drive 48 more miles north. And I was like,
okay,
what? So I look, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's so wrong. And I realize that there are two Bar Islands
there's
in Maine.
There's two?
Oh, my God.
Is it B-A-R?
B-A-R.
Okay.
There's a Bar Island that's 2 miles from Bar Harbor that's uninhabited, much like a Thompson Island, like, sort of thing, like, where you know.
Yeah, not
And then
not
there's
good.
Bar Island in Millbridge, Maine.
Oh, my.
Millbridge, Maine, home of a lot of double wides and beauty. It was absolutely gorgeous. Let me tell you, it was
gorgeous.
Worth it. I was so excited. Well, first of all, my husband just kept saying, I'm so glad it wasn't me who made the mistake. I'm so glad it wasn't me who made the mistake.
Right.
We were very nervous when we were pulling in because, you know, we go 48 miles north of pretty much like where anybody lives.
Did you hear banjo music?
And it was like, we were going, first it was like a road, then it was a dirt road, then it was like a one lane dirt road going over a bridge with no sides. And and only one.
Not
it was
scary.
And so we pulled in. And we're like, oh, no, oh, no. And it was awesome. It was really perfect. It was a beautiful
cottage-y,
spot.
Nice, right?
Yeah, it was It was secluded. It was nice. It was has spotty Wi-Fi. I know Brian Bell would have hated
it. I'm out.
You're up. Brian's out.
You know, not a lot to do, but it was okay because
What do you do?
We went to Acadia National Park. We drove. Just drove at places, and we went north,
picnics,
and we went south, and it was really great.
I saw you on the top of a Cadillac
Mountain. Cadillac
Mountain.
Yeah, it was great. But the best part of my vacation.
You didn't climb the mountain, right?
No, we just. No,
drove
we don't,
to the top of it.
People, I was like watching people climb and like bike. I'm like, you guys are losers.
drive to the top
and take a picture.
This car climbed Cadillac.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But the best part of the vacation is that 48 miles north of Bar Harbor, Maine, I'm a solid 8.
You mean looks wise?
Yes, I'm like, I look good. I look good.
You're a solid 8.
Eight.
Are you saying there wasn't competitive? You weren't worried about Dave
just,
looking around saying,
there was
wow.
Not a bikini in sight.
Wow.
No, not in Bar Island, Maine. That feels good, right? You were solid eight.
That's what I think they should start putting it on the signs. Entering Millbridge, where you're a solid eight.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I had to leave Maine to find my wife in Massachusetts. So, yeah, the best, what she loves most, I shouldn't even say this because I actually have a reunion coming up.
Oh.
But she loves to go to the reunion just because she's the hottest thing there.
Oh, wow.
She's not wearing, you know, sweatpants and whatever.
Far up in Maine.
Oh, yeah, we're up there. Not Bar Island, but far enough. Okay. Well, good. It's good to be a solid eight anywhere. Let's take a look at our traffic situation, Brian.
We got dirty laundry coming up at 6:45.
Five kids, 11-hour flight delay. What star actually made it with, like, flying colors? Really great, great story.
All right.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. Hold on, Brian. What was?
It was a five kids.
Yeah.
Two parents, 11-hour flight delay.
Oh,
what do you think happened?
Some celeb. Okay, that's good.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dirty laundry. We've got actual celebrities behaving bad. Well, one behaving a little crazy at Wimbledon, one behaving a little crazy because of his phone, and then a really cool thing that's happening with the 007 franchise. But first, this is brought to you by Subway. Can we just talk? I'm going to do the good story first because it makes everyone feel good. Because most people, when they have a flight delay and they're a celebrity, they become jerks.
Yeah. Okay.
Naomi Campbell comes to mind. So she throws things. James Vanderbeek, remember him from Dawson's Creek?
No.
First of all.
I mean, if I told you I was watching Dawson's Creek, you would not be.
My brother named his dog after Joey.
Did he?
Isn't that that's weird. Okay. My brother's not young.
I'm not going. Yeah, now it's weird.
So anyway, James Vanderbeek was on going from, I think, New York to L.A., and they had an 11-hour flight delay. Now, here's the thing. He was with his wife and five children under the age of eight.
No.
Oh, God.
I didn't realize he was that busy.
Horrible.
And so he... Now
What's
you think
going
that,
on in the creek down
yeah,
there?
Really Jeez. So he Instagrammed the whole thing. He took it like... He just was like, let's have a good time. Let's figure this out.
Really?
The kids weren't crying. They were like... People around him were like, I can't believe that you're doing this and doing this so well. And he acted like a normal, nice person because he said in his Instagram, I saw my kids were watching me.
That's true.
And so if they're watching me, then I have to behave a certain way. And it was frustrating, but you know, what are you going to do?
11 hours.
And he said, you know, I didn't attack the people who were telling me we were delayed because it's not their fault. It's like management was terrible, but... And it was a really cool perspective on how to behave.
Maybe
well.
I'll watch Dawson's Creek
you
tonight
should.
Just because of that.
Okay.
Nice guy.
Woody Harrelson was at Wimbledon, and he was the most fun thing to watch yesterday because he was kind of hammered in the stands.
Oh, Woody.
And I mean, I'm not like not bad, just kind of like regular people just hammered.
wait a minute.
And so he went to get up at one point to go get another beer, and then he couldn't get back in until the point was. Was over.
Right.
And
they're pretty strict about that.
They're strict. Yeah,
that's tennis protocol right there.
And so he was trying to get behind, like he's peering behind the officer and like really frustrated and drinking his Stella. It just was fun to sort of see a celebrity be told what to do.
I think Wait
right here is amazing.
Yeah.
It was a Pimm's. I think he was drinking Pimm's.
Yeah, that's Pimm's are good.
I've never had a Pimm's. I know.
They're excellent.
I'm going to try one.
Quite refreshing, I might say. Channing Tatum, I think he might be a little crazy. He posted a video. Now, I understand about ranting, but he posted a video of his rant about how his app he downloaded is listening to him. And this is what he had to say, and it's, I don't know.
Magic Mike.
How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the Pattern, people that use the Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. Yeah, I'm in therapy. Whatever, everybody should be in therapy. And I just get a notification on my phone this morning. Boop, pops up. and using the exact words that we were using in therapy. Is the phone listening? Are you listening through the phone pattern? AI, the algorithm that is the pattern, are you listening through my phone and then just regurgitating the stuff that I'm afraid of? Pattern people, you should just call me. If you know so much, you know how to get in touch with me. What? Don't you? So just do that.
What is
I
pattern?
I need answers right now.
Pattern's an app, just an app that, like, I think it's about, like, I actually
and
downloaded it.
He thinks it's
it.
Listening to.
Well, he sure. is right. Your yeah. phone is listening to you, but yeah. he just sort of took it to a level that makes him sound like he's, you know, a little bit
wearing a tinfoil
yes,
hat.
Yes, thank you. Yes, exactly.
Maybe that'll be his next movie, Magic Mike in a tinfoil hat. Yeah. I mean, yeah. maybe that's it.
Yeah.
How many people are disappointed? How many women are disappointed with that, though? That he seems a little crazy.
I'd be willing to put up a little crazy. Yes, I would. And then finally, I just want to mention that there's a new 007 in town.
Yeah.
The upcoming 25th James Bond film set for release in 2020. Daniel Craig out, and British actress Lashana Lynch is going to be the new 007. She's a beautiful black woman who... I'm kind of psyched about this because I just think it's like, you know, change or die. Let's change it up.
Doesn't that the name of the... That sounds like the Bond movie, Change or Die.
Change or Die.
I like it. I like it, LBF. You just helped those people out.
I know, right?
Change or Die.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. You want a fun little music tidbit about that song?
Yes.
Maybe you know it already, but Tom Petty's guitar player wrote that song, the music.
The ROR Morning
right?
Show with Bob Bronson.
And,
that person's
and
always incorrect.
105.7 WROR.
Boy, what a cliffhanger that was. Anyway, so Tom Petty's guitarist wrote it, and Tom said, no, I can't use that song.
Really?
I don't know what to do with it. So Don Henley swooped in and bought it.
Wow.
How about that? Pretty impressive. That's a musical tidbit for you right there, a little nugget.
I'll never forget it.
Never forget. Now every time you hear that, you go, who is the guy you're talking
about? I'm going to tell everybody around me. They're going to be like, stop it.
Act like it's your little nugget. You know what, Tom Petty. All right, I got to make a Bobservation about this. And LBF, you have already observed that the Bobservations seem to involve...
sandwiches.
And deli meats. Yes, lots of deli meats.
It's all right.
That's my life. What can I say? All right, so I went to the deli counter yesterday, right? I took my number.
Yep.
I was number 42.
Okay. Wow.
This is important.
Big
I was
rush.
Number 42. All right. Now, it was super slow because it had two older women in front.
What are you trying to say?
They were ordering for the Army. It was like, is the Army stationed here? Because, I mean, you know when you're at the deli and they ask, you're waiting, right?
Yes.
And then the guy says, is there anything else? You're like crossing
yes,
your fingers.
Yes,
say no,
it's
say
that
no.
moment. You're like,
say no, say no. Say no.
And they're like, yes.
No. And then so the woman ahead of me ordered two things at a time. She was like, yeah, I'm going to have the American cheese. I'm like, okay. Oh, and roast. I'm like, all right, so forget. This is taking forever. So a person who was at number 40, or I was 42, number 40, got tired of waiting. And so when someone else came up, he said, oh, don't hit the button here. Just take my number.
Oh.
So he wait like, so he...
He gave... He was
cut
waiting.
Everybody in line, basically.
He gave his number, right, number 40,
yep.
to a new player.
Wow.
Right.
Who took the number.
And said, ooh. Thanks.
Thank you. Oh,
that's
so,
so
kind.
Nice.
Here's a mitigating factor. It was a mom with maybe a seven-year-old.
Okay.
So
she's
it was
just
like,
bringing the seven-year-old for a prop so she doesn't get yelled at.
Right.
I do.
So I'm sitting there going, now, do I say anything? Like, excuse me, I was here, or do we let it slide?
Can I just say, in terms of, like, line legality, I mean, it's muddy, but it was legal. It's, like, fairly legal to say, like, it's not totally egregious.
Why is that?
Because it was the person's decision, because that person is queued in line to give away. It's not like they said, get in front of me, and then bumped you back one. It said, okay, so like that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like it could have been like, that's like an egregious, that's line shaming.
You're still the same spot in line.
Yes, it didn't really affect you. You could have benefited if that person had just left the line and gone away.
So you would have been just like hunky-dory.
No, I would have totally like kept it inside and then I would have complained about it to everybody else.
On the radio the next day.
Yes.
God, like I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, because it could have been like the guy that gave away the number. Yeah. Imagine if that person was going to order like 20 things and the lady he gave the number to only needed two things.
So it could work in your advantage.
Could have still worked in your advantage.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
You just don't know.
Mommy ordered a lot. Okay. Yeah.
Did you say anything?
I did not. You know why?
What would you have said? Because, all right, just let's pretend.
I would have said, excuse me, we've been waiting here, and I'm really busy, so no, if you don't mind. I didn't do it because I would have taken
because
number
then
four.
He could have been like, this
shouldn't
is
he
my
have
spot.
Said who's next in line?
And also,
oh yeah,
who's next?
He should have. Right.
The guy was. It was not cool.
But how busy were you? Come on.
I mean, really?
It's not that he was busy. He was hungry.
Just hungry. Yeah.
I was hungry. I like low sodium bologna, Brian. I wanted my low sodium bologna and chicken.
Oh, that's sad.
All right. So how's
he was
that?
Angry.
That's the worst part of this story. He was waiting for low sodium bologna.
Come on. Yo, you got to watch your blood pressure, Brian. Mine's rising.
Yeah, especially when people cut you in line.
Yes, see?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. And I just did my, just a little deli dilemma story about waiting in line. And somebody skips, gets tired of waiting and gives their number to the new person. Mm. Right? And we called, technically, you didn't think there was a foul.
No, it's not. It's not the best thing to do, but it's not illegal in terms of line etiquette.
It's a real gray area in line etiquette.
It is.
Well, somebody called, and this was unbelievable. He said same thing happened to him,
yep.
Right? Someone jumped ahead, right, and ordered. I don't know how it happened. So when it was his turn to order, what did he order?
Pimento loaf
and a pound of
liverwurst.
Sees him later in aisle 5, and while he's not looking, puts in the liverwurst and the other stuff.
And then takes his deli meat out, puts it on a shelf.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah. That's anger.
That's revenge.
But like a really kind of smart, diabolical anger that I admire.
They call that deli revenge. Yeah. Yeah.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
You had a good week, LBF. How was the weather up in Maine last week?
It was beautiful. I was about an hour north of Bar Harbor, which is 3 hours south of Canada.
Did you drive, by the way?
We drove.
How long did it take?
Took 5 hours, but it was kind of an easy breezy.
Nice, right?
We stopped and, you stop along the way and eat things.
Did you take Old Route 1, scenic?
We did.
Oh,
we
that's
did.
Nice.
We
it's slow, but nice.
We went to Camden and Rockport and Rockland. And it was
the
really
Maritimes.
Nice. We went to all these places. But my favorite place, I have to say, of all the places we stopped to eat, and we stopped at a lot, was a place called the Pickled Wrinkle.
Are you sure it wasn't the Wrinkled Pickle?
Nope, it was a Pickled Wrinkle. Okay, it was a restaurant and bar.
I'm just saying.
It's in
different place.
Yeah, it's in Birch Harbor,
yeah.
Which is kind of like 35 miles north of Bar Harbor, but maybe 3.5 hours from Canada.
You know you're supposed to stop at Bar Harbor.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's what I heard.
Nobody goes past that.
So anyway, I was intrigued. I'm like, what is this restaurant and what is its name? Well, it's a delicacy, and I had one.
A delicacy. Delicacy usually means it's something gross.
Yes, exactly. Delicacy is French for you're going to eat that.
It's called what was it called? The wrinkle.
The pickled wrinkle. And a pickled wrinkle.
I got to reverse that. Okay.
Yeah, a pickled wrinkle is a pickled whelk. And a whelk.
It's just a big snail, isn't it?
It's a big old snail that you find kind of attached
in the mud.
To rocks in the mud. And so what happens is you pickle them and with
and it wrinkles.
And it wrinkles. And then it comes out and you pull it out of a shell. And
you served this thing in its shell?
No,
or?
Not in its shell. Okay. It's out of its shell. It's really delicious. Mostly it tastes like whatever you pickle it in.
Okay.
But it's it tastes like a... kind of it has a consistency of calamari.
Okay.
So it's kind of chewy.
Chewy, yeah.
It's big. And I think the bigness is a little bit off-putting.
Yeah.
Because it's chewy and big. And you're it's like a big giant water hubba bubba.
Yeah.
Except.
Oh, now I know you mean. Yeah. Okay.
But it's excellent.
Yeah.
If you're ever in the
right.
In the most random place in Maine called Birch Harbor, you've got to try this place.
Now I have to.
You know what's funny? I saw that on Chronicle last week.
You did?
They did your entire Maine vacation on Chronicle. And I was texting him hey, you were just at the Pickled Wrinkle. So was Chronicle.
I should be on Chronicle.
You're cutting edge. You're really amazing.
Chronicle cutting edge kind of gal.
Yeah. You'll eat just about anything.
That was on Chronicle?
The pickled wrinkle. It's going to sweep the nation. Trust me.
Because I saw it and I was like, pickled wrinkle. I feel like I just saw that somewhere. And then I went to your Insta post. And I'm like,
look at her.
You're amazing.
I know. You're way through Maine.
Yeah, exactly. What else do you do?
Yeah, I know. You found it. All right, coming up next, we're going to dig into the Dirty Laundry 745. LBF's got that. Brian's got trouble spot traffic right now.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Our little friend, Rob Gronkowski, actually big friend,
big
Rob
guy.
Gronkowski was on $1,000 Pyramid with Julian Edelman. And
they're so funny.
They're very funny together. They're a cute little duo.
They
a
could
little
make
bromance.
Movies together,
yes,
those guys. I can see
could,
it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you know, not anything deep. Much no, like no. a hangover thing.
Exactly.
That would be good for them. So anyway, they were on $1,000 Pyramid, and it was pretty good. We have Gronk answering some questions. I just have to say, though, the first couple of rounds, the questions were in his wheelhouse, and you'll see why.
They wrote them for him.
Yeah. Here,
okay, good.
Shabora, describe these things you may have done in college but never did again. 30 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go.
Oh, when you take off all your clothes and jump in a pool.
Yeah, skinny dipping.
Oh, you smoke this.
Weed.
Yeah, another word for weed. A long word for it.
Marijuana.
Yes. Oh, you get a cap and gown and walk across the stage. You're doing what?
Oh, graduating.
Yes. When you take off all your clothes and run across campus.
Streaking.
Yep. Oh, when you have a lot of people and they're all going to have sex together.
Orgy.
Wow. And you have this big barrel of beer and you stand on it.
Oh, keg stand.
Yeah.
Did they look at his yearbook? Is that what they're
having? I mean, that was so in his
wheelhouse.
That's
Arizona State, huh?
Yeah, that's Arizona State.
Anyway, people were like, very, of course, you know, they were all, Edelman's guy actually went on, I think, to the finals. Gronk's not so much. But it all reminded people of that Friends episode where Joey was on the $1,000 Pyramid. And here's what that sounded like.
Describe for Joey things you find in your refrigerator.
They might as well just give us the points.
20 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go. You put this in your coffee.
A spoon. Your hands. Your face.
Your face.
It's white. Paper. Snow. A ghost.
It's heavier than milk.
A rock. A dog. The earth.
Pass. You put this on a sandwich.
Salami. Anchovies. Jam.
It's white.
Paper. Snow. A ghost.
It's made from eggs.
Chickens.
That's the best part.
Oh, my God.
That's Joey.
So, yeah, it's similar. Speaking of Friends, did you guys know that Pottery Barn is releasing a new collection inspired by Friends, including accessories, furniture, tabletops, like the Central Perk mug to the apothecary table that Rachel convinced Phoebe was one-of-a-kind antique?
How about the TVs? They have the big TVs? That'd be great.
I don't think they did the TVs.
No, thanks.
They have, like, it starts in... Actually, they're going to be available late this month, just in time for the show's 25th anniversary. Prices start at about $12.50. But, you know, obviously the show was over like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like something
15,
like that.
It 15 ended. About 15.
But now it's being, you know, on Netflix.
Kids
so now
love
there's
it.
A whole new generation who loves Friends.
They love it.
So maybe this is my time
you know
to
why?
Start to love it.
Well, it's because people talk to each other. There's no phones,
yeah, there's
right?
There's no phones. Because every episode could have been solved with a cell phone.
It's like
that's
when
true.
It's like the kids today watching Friends. It's like me when I was watching Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, okay,
like,
sure.
Is that like that?
Yeah, it's like
then?
That. No
oh
cell phones there either. Good point. Yeah.
I also wanted to mention that Robert Kraft might have a new girlfriend. He's been stepping out. Like he used to go out with Ricky Noel Lander. She had a baby that it's not his.
Yeah.
But they broke up like
confusing.
A year ago. She's like, you know, I don't know. 22 or whatever.
She's like 30 something.
Now she's 30.
Now.
The Daily Mail has identified Kraft's new companion as a New York City doctor, Dana Bloomberg. He's 78. She looks 30.
Is she from the Bloomberg family? I mean, Mike
no, not
Bloomberg?
That. It's B-L-U-M. So maybe
okay,
it's Bloomberg.
Because that's where the money
but
is.
But she's an yeah. off. She's an off. I'm going to hurt myself.
Say ophthalmologist.
It. Ophthalmologist. Oh. And she specializes in glaucoma. So I wonder how they met.
Oh, yeah. How's her vision as well? No, that's terrible. That's terrible. Well, good for Funny Robert. Though. Good for Robert.
Anyway, so that's what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
You know, LBF, you could just use Billy Joel's song as your grand questions. Just do that.
I know. Maybe that'll be one day's questions.
When you're just not feeling it, you
right?
know?
Right, exactly.
But today, you're back. You're refreshed from your main vacation. We got Stacy Constas from Wakefield on the phone. Morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Stacy, by the way, is an attorney.
Ooh.
What type of attorney are you, Stacy?
I work in-house for a manufacturing company.
Oh, it sounds legit. Big time, right?
There's a lot of learning with
attorney. She's smart. All right, Stacey, you know how this works. You say you play the game at home, right? You play the home version? You do pretty well, usually?
I do. I usually catch it in the car. I do okay, but I've never gotten off that.
Well, this could be your day.
This could be it.
So here's how it's going to work. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can say pass. We'll go back to it if we have time, okay? You get all 10 right. What happens if you get all 10 right?
I win $1,000.
See, you got that right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
What do you do at a red light?
Stop.
Spell Fenway.
F-E-N-W-A-Y.
Who currently plays James Bond?
Ooh, Idris. I forget his last name.
Did Roger Federer win or lose Wimbledon this weekend?
Lost.
Who did Paul McCartney bring up on stage on the last day of his tour this weekend?
Billy Joel.
What is the U.S. Constitution's nickname?
Old Ironside.
This superhero is a photographer at the Daily Bugle.
Oh, pass.
What is the main spirit in a kamikaze cocktail?
Rum.
In Disney's Pinocchio, what animal does Pinocchio get trapped inside?
A whale.
What does the C stand for in author C.S. Lewis's name?
Pass.
Well, this superhero is a photographer at the Daily Bugle. You know, you did well, but I wasn't sure if you were passing on the James Bond.
Pass.
Did she say pass?
She said Idris.
Idris
That's who she wants to play Bond.
Five correct.
Yeah.
I was going to say Daniel Craig, but I knew that was Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig is it.
I thought, okay.
No, he currently plays James Bond, and I wish Idris Elba would, because any chance to look at him. Anyway, I'm going to get distracted. Sorry.
Bring it back.
Who did Paul McCartney bring up on stage on his last day of tour this weekend? Ringo Starr. This superhero is a photographer at the Daily Bugle. That would be Spider-Man. The main spirit in a kamikaze cocktail is vodka. Always guess vodka, by the way.
Right.
And the C stands for, in C.S. Lewis's name, stands for Clive.
There you go.
And now you know.
Do you know what a pickled wrinkle is?
I don't.
Oh, okay. You weren't listening to the show earlier. Okay, that's just a... That would have been a bonus.
I'm going to make her Google it, and then HR is going to call. I'm kidding.
She's a lawyer. She's going to sue you. Okay, not us. Well, listen, Stacy, we didn't get you the $1,000 today, but you got this. You ready? How about a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion? Nice. That's Tuesday, August 13th from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
That's super fun. Thank you.
Good.
That's great.
You're going to enjoy that. All right, if you think you've got what it takes to play, enter anytime at WROR.com. You can win $1,000 or some other great stuff like Stacy just did. Go for it. Stacy, thank you so much. Okay, for listening. We appreciate it. And hold on. We'll get you those tickets. Yeah, play the home version. You know, you can
do that.
Thanks
for playing.
Yeah.
And now you know these things that you never thought you'd need to know.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Back from vacation. Now, when you left LBF, you were issuing yourself a challenge. Where did the No Fry July challenge come from?
From my head.
Okay.
And also
your
my scale.
Okay.
No, I just realized that Like, I don't cook a lot, okay? Let's be honest. Okay. I work, and I'm like, I just well, go out to eat a lot. And I noticed that every meal we get would come with fries. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
fries
me, I've given up on myself. But I was like...
Wow, come on.
But no, I was just noticing. I'm like, this isn't healthy. So I said, you know what we're going to do, Lucy and Dave? They were not happy. We're going to do a no-fry July.
Oh, we?
Well...
You recruited them. Okay.
So Lucy has surprisingly been into it because... You know, she's a kid and she orders like whatever. Everything comes with fries with that. But she's eating broccoli. Mm. Chips count. You can get chips.
How about onion rings? Can you get onion rings?
I initially said you could get onion rings, but then I said that's just no onion rings.
So this probably wasn't like all fried food.
No, just no fries because I feel like
you're going to Maine.
Sometimes, yeah, exactly. I know, and it's all fish and chips and all lobster.
Yeah.
It's all,
so you just did the fish without the chips.
Yep.
But you did potato chips.
Yeah, Dave did potato chips. I really didn't have many fish and chips, but everything that I ordered, instead of getting fries, we got like coleslaw.
Wow.
We got,
doing this.
We're
so
doing
you haven't
it.
Had one fry.
I haven't had one fry.
That's pretty
food
awesome.
Coleslaw.
Yeah. What's today's
I'm just trying to have an alternative.
Today's the 15th.
I'm halfway
there.
Done.
It's a long month, though.
It is a long
31.
Month. Yeah,
sorry.
And I go on vacation again. Sorry.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm going to see if I can do it all the way. I figure if you can make it through.
Yeah. No, it's
Maine.
Impressive without eating
what?
A fry.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not like you're not eating unhealthy things. It's like one thing.
Did I say healthy food July?
No.
I
well,
said
that didn't rhyme.
No.
Because I asked her about
Thank
no
God.
Drink. Yeah, I asked her about no drink July. That one
no,
was,
I
that didn't rhyme
I did,
at all for
I did,
her.
I
punched you right in the throat. Yeah.
I did an abstinence April. It was
abstinence
a very
April.
Long April.
We're good with this. Can't wait for August.
Okay. Dave hates August.
But, you know, okay. I think we know that. You're so funny, LBF. Missed that humor last week. So.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:45. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian with his vacation beard. You keeping it?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll put up a little vote on our Instagram page.
You should. Go for
ROR
it.
ROR Morning Show. On
How'd
Instagram.
Your wife vote?
She votes yes.
And you're keeping it.
She votes yes.
Yeah, you're keeping
Kids
it.
Kids right? like it, so we'll see.
You know what? My wife won't let me grow a beard because it's more salt, not enough pepper. You know what I'm saying?
I see, yeah.
And what'd you say that was, LBF?
Well, yeah, so salty. You look like the Gordon's Fisherman.
The Gordon's Fisherman.
Wow.
Don't you think he's hot? Come on.
Yeah,
take that raincoat
slicker.
Off.
Those
Woo.
Fish sticks.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Brian was defending his title at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Yeah, now, whether you're a race fan or not, just the, you know, driving a race car.
Yes.
It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a NASCAR fan?
Absolutely.
So I have
Fast
cars are fun.
Yeah.
So to get the opportunity to go up to New Hampshire Motor Speedway and get in an actual NASCAR, the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience, we went up there. It was the media challenge. I was the defending champion.
Yeah, you had a cool trophy.
I had a big trophy.
Out of how many racers?
16
That's
people
pretty
raced.
Good, man.
We had two
good.
Of our coworkers down the hall at the... At Hot 96.9, we're up there.
Yep.
And my cohort on our Wicked Fast podcast, Timmy G, I just edged him out last year for the championship. Mm-hmm. Well, this year.
Well, so how do you win? Is it the fastest lap? Is it
you
hot
make,
laps?
You make your
it?
Laps.
Okay.
Fastest lap, and then they factor in a tire change.
Okay.
Oh.
So you get bonus points if you have the fastest tire change, and they put
Wait
all the numbers
you have
together.
You have to change a tire?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You have to get
right.
up. That's not change how it works
you don't have
with
to get up. No, but it's a separate thing, a pit stop challenge and then the lap challenge.
Okay, but you don't have... Okay, yeah.
I had the fastest pit stop, so I changed a tire in 33 seconds.
You got two kids. Pit stops are really
yeah,
quick.
So,
let's go. Let's go.
So
let's go.
Good.
Let's go.
Let's go. But my cohort, Timmy G, we do the Wicked Fast podcast, the little NASCAR podcast, WROR.com/WickedFast. And he improved his pit stop time. He was only like 3 seconds off of me. He had 5 seconds off me on the pit stop time.
Yep.
And he was much faster on the track.
Oh,
yeah.
He's young.
Timmy G took the title.
So how'd you place?
You know how fast I went?
How fast?
88 miles per hour.
No, not that bad.
Thankfully, I did not have the flux capacitor engaged.
Oh, my God, you're such a nerd.
I was okay.
How fast did you go?
I went 88. That was my average speed around the track. So that's, you know, slowing down for the corners.
There's braking.
You got to, you know, brake through the corners.
Do you have to shift?
95.
Holy, where's Timmy?
That was his average speed. He was going fast.
Wow,
it was really great.
I think we got a new producer. Hey, Timmy,
he did a great job. And the Foxwoods 301 is this weekend up at New Hampshire. There's racing all weekend. There's dirt track on Friday night, so nhms.com. Check it out. I'll be up there. Come find me.
I might go. I might go. It's a 3 o'clock start.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know people? You can get me in?
Sure.
Okay, that's
fine. Bye-bye.
That's fun. So you're going to go back next year. I thought I might.
I can't wait to drive again up there. Yeah. So much fun.
I was in until I had to do the whole pit stop tire change thing. Now
I was in until I had to fit through that window.
Yeah, you know, there's that.
Just saying. All right.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Guys, here is the feel-good story of the day. You're going to feel good. You're not this person.
Okay. That's
how it works. Okay.
Feel good for everybody.
Oh, yeah. All right. A woman in Istanbul, Turkey, at the airport last week had never flown before.
Mm-hmm.
So she dropped off her bags, you know, at the check-in. But then, instead of walking to security like everyone else, she hopped onto the conveyor belt with her luggage and thought, that's how I get to the plane.
She's on to something.
Oh. You know, she's saying,
wow.
It was her first time, right? To make things worse, she kind of fell off the conveyor belt a little bit afterwards. But and there's a video. We have to find this.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So the question I ask is, do you... A, say no, don't get on the conveyor belt, or B, do you let her do it and have a good chuckle for the day?
You let her do it.
You let her do it.
And that's, I think it. It's just one of those things where, I mean, she's obviously never seen anything because, like, even, it's like, it would be like it with Daryl Hannah in Splash.
Yeah.
That's the type of person who would have, like, a mermaid.
Right.
And they could think Rose Legs would do that.
Maybe she's a mermaid.
Maybe she's a mermaid.
Yeah, you're going to forgive the mermaid for the
but I'm going to make her get on that conveyor belt and take a video and get a million followers.
The baggage handlers will rough her up anyway once she gets to the end of that thing.
There you go. That was your feel-good story.
Never makes
thank you. I feel better about myself.
See, that's what I'm saying. You'll feel good. You're not her.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.